Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, Dirt Sheet, the pro wrestling news show that we do. What is with my intros? Man, I'm lost.
Ever since we took a couple days off for the holidays, you've just been
2018 has not been
the mess.
It's not been the year of intros. Anyways, this is Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button, the notify bell on YouTube, and of course the subscribe or download button on whatever fine podcast app you're using to listen to Going In Raw. If you really want to help the show, you can do so a couple different ways. If you want to support Going In Raw, free and easy,
yeah,
go to your podcast app and leave us a rating or a review, or leave a like on YouTube, or tell your friend or friends that are into wrestling to check us out. If you want a financial way to support Going In Raw, if you want to put money in our coffers and really, really support Going In Raw, like literally support Going In Raw, what would they do, Larson?
Well, they could go to Patreon at patreon.com. Patreon.com, so I'm not doing well either.
Patreon.com. Me to throw that with a
no, patreon.com/Steven Larson, right?
I think it's Steven Larson.
Yeah. you got a bunch of contribution tiers, some awesome rewards attached to each tier. Also, mm-hmm. we have a pro wrestling tee store.
Yeah.
Where you can get
I have to get that.
Man, I have to get that. Along with several others.
You know, most of my pro wrestling tee shirts, I'm not going to say most of them, I like wearing them to the gym. They're for me, they're good gym shirts. Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because when I do my shoulders and I do the dumbbells like this,
yeah,
my shirt comes up.
Oh, and they're longer.
And I don't need anybody looking at my fat
belly.
I've noticed
that the pro wrestling t-shirts are a bit longer.
Exactly.
That's a good
idea. So it works perfectly for me.
I did shoulders yesterday, too.
Yeah, I did them on Friday.
I've been doing the Rock's shoulder workout.
How's that working out for you? You like it?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I had a couple little things just to take it up a notch.
I shed some hair this weekend.
I noticed.
I didn't do it just, I just didn't sit here and do that.
You didn't will it to be.
I can't do that yet. Been working on that. Went down to the local Supercuts. This isn't an ad or anything. I just went down to Supercuts where
I go. Got your hair trimmed.
It's easy, man.
I thought you were going to grow it out. You should grow it out.
Well,
just,
here's the thing.
Just part of the
it turns into a pain in the butt, man. I was going to go Hesher, but I don't know if
do
I can.
It.
Maybe this time I'll do Hesher.
Do it. Stop shaving too.
Well, this is gonna be ugly, dude. We're on the TV 5 days a week, 7 days a week.
Wait, we're on the TV?
Yeah, man.
I thought we were just on internet.
I watch this on my TV.
Ah,
daily, every day. Anyway,
speaking of properties that might end up on your TV.
Oh, look at that segue.
Let's talk about WWE and a potential burgeoning relationship with Fox Television.
Ooh, this is good stuff.
It is.
This could mean.
You know what? Good and I don't know why this wasn't on Friday's dirt sheet.
I mean,
it's probably my fault because I do the notes for that too.
Yeah, that's all on you.
It's my fault. But anyways, we'll cover it today because it's getting a lot of mainstream or wrestling press attention.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to it until I read this Forbes article here. Because the idea that they could be bought by Fox, I didn't really put two and two together.
Yeah.
Like, because you read about it on Thursday in the Wrestling Observer.
No, actually, right? I heard about it Friday or Saturday, and I went back and read the thing in the newsletter again. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like a lot of times in the newsletter, there's a lot of news about MMA and UFC.
Oh, man, I don't
get it. And since that doesn't relate to what we do, I'll just skip past that. And that section of the newsletter began with talk of UFC, I think.
Yeah.
And so I just skipped it.
Yeah.
Bad move on my part anyways. So that's a bit old news in that it was first talked about on Wednesday night, Thursday morning in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. But over the weekend, as I mentioned, they got a lot of attention from the press. And the report is from Meltzer that there might be a potential Fox WWE partnership down the line. Meltzer mentions that this potential partnership is largely or pretty much entirely contingent on UFC's next TV deal and whether they sign a broadcast deal with someone other than Fox. But if UFC happens to find greener broadcast pastures elsewhere, Meltzer states that given that WWE has held meetings with Fox Sports reps, I think last summer, it's possible that WWE could leave USA Network for the Fox family of channels. I think, you know, if UFC were to leave Fox, I mean, they would leave Fox Sports. I guess the most logical idea was that WWE would replace it. But then Meltzer talks about even Fox itself, the broadcast network channel that has The Simpsons, might air Raw.
That would be on Monday night. That's massive.
It is massive. But the thing that would be attached to is that Raw would have to go back to being 2 hours,
which is
pretty
awesome.
Much every Fox affiliate that I'm aware of has a 10 o'clock evening news.
Was it Meltzer's or was it this Forbes article that said that that's something that WWE has... It was kind of a throwaway sentence, but
yeah,
they said
I think it originated from Meltzer, but I could be incorrect about
WWE
that.
WWE kind
of heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that WWE has wanted to go back to a 2 hour Raw for a little while now.
Yeah.
Honestly, creatively speaking, if you look at the difference between Raw and SmackDown, SmackDown feels like a breeze to watch.
Yeah.
And when the writing is good, when the creative is good, it's so much more fun to watch.
Yes.
Than Raw, which even when it's at its best can still feel like a slog at 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that'd be wise. I am curious to know. You know, you can spin it any way you want, in a positive manner. But you know, them going back to 2 hours, you know, leaner, meaner Raw, or however they would spin that in terms of it being, hey, 3 hours is 3 hours can be really boring and really tiresome. So we're going back to 2 hours. And I think that would sort of lend some. I don't know. It would make Raw and SmackDown feel a bit more like they're on even playing fields, even though you know that Raw is always going to be getting the bigger, you know, the bigger names, the bigger draws.
Yeah.
You know, Brock. That's where Brock's going to be, et cetera, et cetera. The sort of the bigger deal here would be the idea of Fox actually buying the WWE outright.
Yes.
So that's kind of a big bombshell. Meltzer mentions this in the newsletter. Quote, there's also talk that they may buy WWE so they have them for good and don't have to worry in the future about escalating television rights and losing them. One person close to the situation believes McMahon isn't interested in selling his majority interest just yet, feeling that the stock will soar because they will get a big increase in television rights. If the share hits $40, he could continue to do what he's doing and sell small pieces of it off while maintaining full voting control. If there's a UFC-level offer, I can't imagine WWE not selling at that price, which was, what, $4
billion? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Meltzer speculation, that last little bit.
Right. Yeah.
But that would be pretty huge.
That would be massive. That'd
even
be crazy.
Even if he were to sell, McMahon, that is, to sell, you know, like a minority interest
in
WWE to Fox, that's still pretty huge.
I wonder if Fox would be like, no, it's kind of all or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, those big conglomerates, man, they don't want anything. They don't want, like, a piece.
No, as we saw with Disney lately, buying everything.
Buying everything, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some talk about Disney talking with the WWE as well at the same... I mean, it's what do they call that? The... when they talked to all the advertisers, the upfront presentations,
upfronts.
Where, you know, all the content creators or whatever are talking with all the, you know, potential distributors about what they can get.
To go back about the idea of the reports of WWE wanting 2 hour Raws again, there's nothing in this newsletter bit that I can scan through and see regarding that. Same with the Forbes thing, but I know it's something we have heard.
Yeah.
In the past, that they would not mind going back to 2 hour Raw, unless I'm just missing it. I'm trying to listen to you and talk and scan this too.
Yeah,
anyways, but yeah, that would be a major shift. I mean, we've seen WWE not on USA Network before when they were on TNN for a spell.
Oh, here we go. In the Forbes article, any type of television rights deal with Fox is expected to truncate Raw to a 2 hour format, a possibility I discussed in June. And that's linked there. This is from our friendo Alfred Kanawa, I think is his last name. Let's see here. So it's speculation on his part, but there's an article. A 2 hour format for WWE Raw in 2019 seems more realistic than ever. And he sort of breaks down the
reasons
why.
Some numbers and ratings and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. So it's a good read. So I don't know. I think everybody, everybody would be on board, I think, with a 2-hour Raw. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just, it's more fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was, there was such more of a sense of urgency back then. So
here's, and it's kind of a small thing, but we did a Going in Raw view, I think, for an old episode of Raw not too long ago.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed about it versus a 3-hour episode, especially lately, is that matches just get a lot more time in a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, especially now with, you know, between Cena's open challenge and now Roman Reigns defending the Intercontinental title every week, seemingly, it's nice to get matches that are 20 minutes long on Raw.
Well, they do the thing, you know, there was a spell where people were kind of buzzing about the idea of the fact that, you know, they would have matches on pay-per-view and then have a better match, which can sometimes mean a longer match,
yeah,
the next night, either on Raw or on SmackDown. And they have to, it feels like that was something they were doing for a period of time to see maybe how that worked. And maybe the window on that is, I think there's some leftover residue from that. The pay-per-views are a bit fewer and far between now because we're heading into the Rumble season.
Yeah.
But,
well, there's going to be fewer pay-per-views this year.
And there's going to be fewer of those anyways. I don't know. I mean, you know, you look back at, I think they can continue to put on pay-per-view level matches and not have them be 20 minutes. I mean, when they're 20 minutes, it's a lot of fun to sit there and watch like a full-fledged like pay-per-view style match. But at the same time, you know, you look back at Shinsuke Nakamura versus John Cena, and there was, 10 minutes of actual match time there?
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
I was just going back to that. I think it was one of the first. I think it was the first Ruthless Aggression proper episode of Raw.
Sure, yeah.
And like the average match time was like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
they're all pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice for at least one or two matches to get a decent mm-hmm. chunk of time.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean, it would make those. You know, if you do them once every month or every 2 months, it would make those matches feel all the more special.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think you're right. That is kind of cool that we get that these days because we're like, oh man, you know, it's not often where they do that. And they're able to work a beginning, middle, and end of mm-hmm. a match mm-hmm. and really make it breathe or mm-hmm. really let it breathe
and tell a good story.
But I mean, that would be really huge. I mean, you got to think, you know, all the, like I said, all the big entertainment conglomerates are all like looking to snap up whatever piece of the pie you can get. And I don't know what they're into, but if you look at the WWE, the steps they've taken with the WWE network, I mean, when you buy WWE, you're getting 1.5 million subscribers mm-hmm. on the WWE network, mm-hmm. a vast library. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that, I mean, I know UFC has Fight Pass. Do they have anything comparable where you can go back and look at any pay-per-view?
I think Fight Pass.
Does Fight Pass do that?
I think you go back
that?
And look at past events, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I think it's...
And live, you know, Meltzer mentions regularly in the newsletter that live events mm-hmm. are some of the few broadcast events or, you know, television things that actually still do relatively well.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Raw's ratings are down, just, you know, football's ratings are down and whatnot. But I was hearing on the radio the other day that during the college football playoffs, that ratings were actually up for ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, while pro football's ratings are down significantly, it just seems like football as a whole isn't being affected if you include college football. So it still seems like live events, especially live sporting events,
mm-hmm.
are still being tuned into live as they're happening.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe like hour long narrative shows, you sitcoms know, and that kind of stuff.
This is kind of interesting. So I just looked at, I looked up because UFC has their on the Fox network has the UFC on Fox.
Well, it's Fox Sports, right?
No, I think they actually do the Fox. Yeah. On its largest platform, the Fox network. Okay. So I think they have it on Fox Sports, but then they also do the specials that are like pay-per-view level quality.
Yeah.
On the network, just to see what the ratings were like. This is back from July of, this is Meltzer, July of 2017, so July of this past year. And the headline is just UFC on Fox 25 does lowest overnight ratings in series history. It said it did, let's see here. Compared to a strong July show last year, headlined by Holly Holm versus Valentina Shevchenko, which is the most successful summer television show in UFC history, the total audience was down 32% from 2.44 million.
Okay, that's about what, that's Well, Raw does better than that usually.
Yeah, Raw does 3 million. I don't know. I wonder if they think, hey, you know, if Raw does 3 million on USA, maybe they could do, you know, I don't
3.5 on Fox.
Yeah, maybe.
Since it's basically every home.
Yeah, I know. It's like one of what, 4 free networks?
Yeah.
Is UPN still a thing? No. CW now.
Yes.
Channel 31. Is UPN still a thing? What is this, 20 years ago?
I know.
Idiot.
I know. Steve's stuck in 2001.
Oh, man. Well, 2001 wasn't great, but like the late 90s were great.
Yeah. They weren't too bad.
The 90s were great. Oh, man.
So anyways, interesting. We'll see if anything comes of it next year. Because that's when the contract
is up. I'm surprised. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I'm looking at some of these other ratings. I'm surprised that network TV doesn't do better than this. NBC averaged 2.12 million viewers for a rerun of American Ninja Warrior. What is wrong with these networks, man? They should be doing like 5 million should be their bare minimum.
Well,
you're on every home.
A lot more TV options, man.
That's crazy.
Between the vast array of television options you have, not only on broadcast television, cable, but all of your streaming devices.
Yeah, man.
You know, you also got your YouTube. You got a podcast. There's a lot more out there competing for your entertainment dollar, Steve.
That's the truth. That is
so,
the truth.
These days, it seems like, you know, like Raw is usually one of, if not the highest rated program for its time slot.
Man, 3 million is apparently really good. That's good.
Yeah.
Good job, WWE. Wow. Anyways, I don't know. What do you think? You think it's a good idea? Move from USA to Fox?
I think it'll probably be good business-wise. It's just, I've said this before, it's always weird to see WWE not on USA Network.
Yeah, man.
It's very strange.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
I mean, there's been a partnership that's been more or less ongoing, apart from a few years. You know, as long as I can remember, since the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
So it's strange when you see a relationship like that not continue. But at the same time, WWE is a publicly traded company. They have investors and a board to satisfy.
Hey, man, regardless, Vince has to be happy because this is going to jack up, you know.
If nothing else, yep.
Fox says, oh, we're going to buy you. And then USA, NBC Universal has to say, we'll give you a lot more money.
Yeah, we'll double what we offered last time.
Exactly. $300 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Gee willikers. Wow. Anyways.
A lot of money.
A lot of money going around, man. And all of it is good for us because when we report on it, I just want whatever is going to put more eyes on the product.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, man. When the product's good and there's a lot of eyes on it,
it's then good for us.
It's good for us. Exactly.
Yes.
Let's talk about
some more about these reports that came up on Friday. We did a video about it, about Paige being cleared by WWE and having to maybe potentially possibly retire.
That was a big old bummer.
It is a bummer. Meltzer spoke about it. I had a conversation with Brian Alvarez, I'm assuming on a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Radio.
Sounds right.
This is an article or report from Sports Kita about said conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Meltzer had to say. Quote, Paige has been described medically disqualified from wrestling WWE due to her neck problems. I don't know what as far as she's going to do now. When she got the operation, her neck operation last year?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, or late 2016. I think it was late 2016 she had her neck operation.
A while ago.
I don't remember the exact wording, but the doctor who operated on her neck told her not to come back. She only did maybe 7 matches before she got hurt, and it was a freak accident.
Oh, man.
Meltzer also goes on to mention, along with Alvarez, that Paige has scoliosis, and that may have played a role in all of this. Saying that since she's been wrestling since she was about 12, that you know, wrestling for 13 years with scoliosis may have worsened her condition and potentially increased the chances of injury. And Cage Side Seats reported that, quote, WWE will try to work Paige into a new role now that she cannot wrestle, and that, quote, there's no current talk of her leaving the company. So that's good. I'm really hopeful that WWE will find something else for her to do within the company.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a bummer if not only she's told at 25, you have to retire, but also you have to retire and you have to find something else to do with yourself.
No kidding. Absolutely. Man, I mean, dude, we sort of talked about a little bit during our little emergency news broadcast with Paige retiring and all that. And I don't know. Having your kid wrestle at 12 years old, because I did. I went back and I looked at some of those matches, and I think I did the math, and she was probably around 15, maybe 16. I mean, it's just full on bumping, you know, just full on taking bumps. he has scoliosis. And I read on Wikipedia anyways that when she was like 14, she was already off on her own, like traveling across Europe doing wrestling shows. And it's like, man, like your body is still developing when you're that age. Taking that kind of damage, that's not good, man. Mm-hmm. That's just not good.
No.
So this is an absolute bummer. It really is. I mean, I think one thing that she should be, and everybody should be, you know, everybody as a fan of Paige should be grateful for, is the fact that she didn't get paralyzed.
I know.
If a doctor who just operated on your neck said, don't come back,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, don't come back.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't like talking crap about people's parenting skills, but man, having your kid going and taking bumps at 12 years old, probably not.
Well, on that, I mean, it's one thing if they just go in the ring and take a couple bumps here and there, but if they're on the road,
right,
on a relative full-time schedule wrestling,
man,
it's kind of a lot to expect of someone of that age.
I mean, you got to figure her mom is like, what, probably 50 or something, and she's in her 40s. I think she's actually closer to like, Paige's mom had her when she's relatively young, Soraya Knight. Because I think she is relatively.
That sounds right.
She was born. Okay, she's 46.
All right.
She's 46.
So she had Paige when she was about 21.
Yeah. She's still wrestling now.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how early it was in her life that she started bumping, but. Oh my God. Wow. She had a really rough childhood. Ouch. Man, anyway. Wait a second. Is that...
What?
What? Well, okay, hold on. This says made her debut in 1990. So she's been wrestling since 1990. So she was only... What's the math on that?
About 18, 19.
So, and she's still wrestling today. So you got to figure she's probably not thinking that there's anything wrong with it. You know, you do the best for your kids that you can.
Yeah.
I've seen her on episodes of Total Divas.
Yeah.
She seems cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's messed up.
It's all a bummer, man.
It's all a bummer. You know, let's talk about, let's say tonight on Raw, Paige has to, do you think they're going to give her like the Daniel Bryan-esque retirement speech?
Edge type retirement?
If they want to keep on using her in a role in Absolution, I would think that we're going to see something a little bit different than the feel good, you know, oh, I've had such a great life. She did, by the way, Paige did the only social media she's done.
She just put a picture up on Instagram and Twitter.
It's a really cool picture of her, like, you know, on the turnbuckle from behind, you know, posing for
black
the crowd.
And white, yeah.
Black and white, really dramatic. Yeah. So that was cool. I said this when we did our little breaking news thing. I think they need a new, like, Paige can take a managerial role,
mm-hmm.
but they still need your sort of alpha wrestler person.
Yes, yes, to be an active competitor in Absolution, yes.
So, this isn't going to work. Power Rings works! We got our Power Ranking back!
Cool.
Is the social back? Oh, social's back, too! These weren't working on
Thursday. No, they weren't on Thursday, no.
You going to do this, too? Look at that. Hey, Pro Wrestling T-Shop right there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Who can
take that spot? Number one for me is Sasha Banks.
Yeah, heel turn.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know. Maybe she might make too much money for them in merchandise sales. Maybe not, though. I get Sasha's one of those people who can.
I think the crowd would almost embrace the heel.
They'd probably
turn.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do kind of a tweenerish heel thing, you know?
How about this? Because I don't think there's necessarily been the level of physicality between Alexa Bliss and Absolution.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Absolution's attacked pretty much anybody else, but I don't remember if they've attacked Alexa
the very
Bliss.
First person they attacked was Alexa Bliss backstage, yeah.
But then every other time they've been out to attack somebody, Alexa, all those times Alexa was on commentary, and every time stuff would start to happen, she'd slip away.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Maybe. Could be Alexa. Although I kind of feel like they're going to play up an Alexa face turn at some point soon.
It seems like it, yeah.
Because have you noticed on the house show circuit, she's doing so much goofy stuff with Nia Jax. I know it's a house show circuit, like they can do that.
Yeah.
Because people love Alexa no matter what. But I wonder if they're, I don't know. I just get the feeling. Bailey wouldn't work. But I could see Sasha. The question is, a lot of people blame Sasha for this Paige thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
It's unfair.
It's kind of unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It seems unfair. I don't know if you should be kicking people in the back like that. But I don't know. I trust that Sasha Banks is not an unsafe worker.
Yeah.
But But yeah, I wonder if that'd be like a weird thing. I wonder how Paige feels about that stuff. You know, like, man, you have to kick me in the back like that? Or if she's like, hey, this is part of the gig.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think that'd be the...
Yeah, it'd probably be the latter, but...
Probably, yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. I like it for Sasha.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because there's too many other... There's a couple redundancies in the women's division.
Yeah.
You know, like Sasha and Bayley, we've always said, they kind of occupy...
They do.
...a bit of the same space.
They do.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sasha Banks, number one.
Absolutely. Next,
let's talk about some potential new arrivals to WWE. We've spoken in the past that everything seems to indicate that Ricochet and War Machine are on the way to WWE.
Oh man, I love it. So much talent.
I know.
So much talent. What are they going to do with all that talent, Larson? A new TVMA ECW on the network.
That's probably not high on their priorities. But anyways, it seemed like Ricochet and Hansen both said goodbye to the independents this weekend. Ricochet dropped the PWG championship to Chuck Taylor in a guerrilla warfare match of Mystery Vortex 5 over the weekend.
The friend Sandra was there. I'm very jealous. Wish I was there.
Same.
Next weekend, Candice LeRae versus Joey Ryan. Can't be there for that either. What a drag.
Yeah, we're stuck in Sacramento.
What a bummer. When are they going to make teleporters, man?
Soon, hopefully. And after the match, he dropped a promo thanking Chuck Taylor, because I think it was Chuck Taylor that introduced him to PWG, if I remember correctly.
Wow, okay.
And then said goodbye to the crowd, says something like, you know, PWG will always be in his heart.
Yeah.
Hansen appeared at a Chaotic Wrestling event. This is all courtesy of Pro Wrestling Sheet, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Chaotic Wrestling event over the weekend as well, where he told the crowd that he was going away.
I'm out of here.
And then PW Insider reports that, quote, a number of new WWE NXT hires are slated to be announced this week, including War Machine, Candice LeRae, and Ricochet.
We're going to show up at the Performance Center.
I kind of hope they don't announce Ricochet. He shows up at TakeOver.
Yeah.
Does something to make an impact.
What is he going to do? Power rank. What is he going to do? Just sit in the crowd?
I don't know. Because I think.
Here's what I want them to, like, put a camera on him.
At least sit in the crowd, yeah.
Eating a hot dog. He's like, I want to be on 205 Live. That's not a great way to gain weight there, Rick. Taking from me, I know that. I got to wear long shirts at the gym now.
but at least something like that. I mean.
You want him to join Undisputed Era?
Yeah, sure. No, I don't, actually.
Where's Donovan Dijak?
I don't know.
Where's that guy?
I don't think that's going to happen with the Ricochet, but I don't want something like that to happen where they announce him, and then he just wrestles on the house show circuit in NXT for a couple months before making his debut.
Terrible,
that'd be
a
bummer.
What if they give him a new name?
No. No way.
I know. He needs to show up at TV, man. I don't want to do
I don't want a press release. I want a surprise, unannounced debut.
Here's my... I wouldn't even mind like a press release. Although, surprise would be great. Like, we know it's happening. What does it matter if we see it in words? I don't want some shaky-ass video that some dude recorded, that some awesome friend of Going In Raw's recorded of, like, Ricochet showing up at some high school gymnasium NXT house show.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
that. And
that's
his debut, I know. Like, have Candice LeRae come out during the Women's Rumble.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Have War Machine maybe cost Authors of Pain their tag title shot.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Great.
I think this is happening at TakeOver. Ricochet, have him come sit ringside, show him before the main event at TakeOver.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How about this? What about this? Leo Rush gets his first win at the next TakeOver.
Yeah.
And Ricochet shows up and they have a stare down with each other. And then they just move on to the next match or whatever.
All right.
There you go. Something like that.
Something.
Set up Ricochet, Leo Rush.
Yeah.
But then the problem with that is Leo Rush, he's going to be losing a lot. Leo Rush, if they're going to take the tact of, I already get the feeling that, I mean, I wonder if 205 Live is like a good thing for Leo Rush because, you know, he's going to be winning a bunch.
Yeah.
If he shows up on main roster, he might get the Sami Zayn thing. Like, oh, he's too small to really win, so he's never going to really win.
Yeah, no.
They never really execute the underdog thing well.
No, not
like,
really.
Not since Daniel Bryan. They did that perfectly.
I know.
Now if you're an underdog, you just suck as a wrestler.
Well, you're a losing wrestler.
Yeah. You're just, you know, you can never win.
Yeah.
That's kind of not the underdog story. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're a bad wrestler. You just lose. You'd still be a good wrestler and lose, Steve.
I know. It's not really like an underdog
story. No, there's no
story,
underdog story to it. You just lose. Because the underdog story...
Is there really a big difference between Kurt Hawkins and Sami Zayn? Not really.
Well, Sami Zayn wins the occasional match.
Yeah.
He hasn't won 100 and whatever in a row. Or lost, sorry. Lost 100 and whatever in a row.
Face the facts, Sami Zayn.
So this is all good stuff. It'll be exciting to see War Machine, Candice LeRae, and Ricochet in NXT. NXT is going to need that second hour soon.
Man, I wonder if there's any way I can get down to LA this next weekend. Wait, what day is it supposed to be?
It's Thursday, I think.
Oh, it's a Thursday? Oh, there's no way I can get down there on a Thursday.
Nope.
We have too much stuff to do.
We have a lot of stuff to do.
If it was a Saturday, I'd be like, okay, well, let's see what I can do.
No, that's not going to happen, Steve. I don't mean to throw cold water and everything, but it's not going to happen.
Uh-oh, somebody's throwing cold water on my child's. Wait for it. There it is. Oh, she does not like it. Not happy when she can't come in here, man. Anyways, continuing on. Let's talk about this Hall of Fame. Last time we put Goldberg as like the lead story on our show, like Goldberg and Hall of Fame possibility rumored, but it went nowhere. So we're just burying it in dirt sheet today. Goldberg, possibly in the Hall of Fame.
No, confirmed, no, possibly. Confirmed, yes.
ESPN, the most reputable sports news source there is.
Yeah.
Confirmed by the WWE that Goldberg is heading to the WWE Hall of Fame. This is what Goldberg told ESPN about his induction.
Quote.
He leads it off. He leads it off with the most pro wrestling clause there is. At the end of the day. How do you start a statement with at the end of the day? That's supposed to be like your conclusion.
This wasn't the first thing you said to ESPN. This is the first thing that was necessarily applicable to what we were talking about.
Okay. Right on.
So don't assume he started it with at the end of the day. This is just where I started our quotation of his quote.
You can't start a promo with that, man. Go ahead. You be Goldberg.
Oh, okay. At the end of the day, any business, any venture that you embark upon, you want some type of acknowledgement. You always try to make it to the top. There's no reason to do anything unless you want to be the best.
Yeah.
He talks a bit about his comeback, and this is interesting. In a fairly condensed period of time, my relationship with the WWE did a complete 180 degrees. My comeback had everything to do with a change of heart on both sides. For that, I'm greatly appreciative because that was a dark side in my psyche.
Whoa.
When I heard wrestling or WWE, I kind of wanted to put it off to the side and not think about it. It didn't evoke the most positive memories, but it's funny how that's changed completely in the past couple of years.
Well, yeah, man. Absolutely. Exclusive downloadable DLC on 2K18. And then,
No, it was 2K17.
17?
Yeah. Which seemed to kickstart.
Kurt Angle was this year.
Yeah, kickstart a renewed interest from his part in wrestling, maybe.
Is there some DLC that's just dropping tonight on 2K18?
Soon, yes. Yeah, the Hardys.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
Hey, did you see? Is that in your thing? No. Matt Hardy did a Vanguard 1 video.
I heard about that.
Vanguard 1. I did. It's just a great drone shot. It's like it's from hella far up, like the Hardy compound.
Yeah.
Then it goes down. Right, and he's promising. Just chilling at the lake.
Good.
And it's perfect. It's like color time and everything.
Good.
Vanguard 1. I knew you'd come.
Good.
Oh, it's
as
great.
Long as they're just doing the slow burn approach to a compound video.
I thought there was a rumor. So I thought somebody said that they're off shooting that stuff
That'd
right
be great.
Now.
Ooh. That would be great.
What if we get it tonight?
That would be great.
Anyways, Goldberg.
I'm guessing, though, we won't get it till after the Rumble.
Goldberg Hall of Fame.
This confirms at least part of the report that one guy had on Twitter where he leaked the Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, Dudley's.
And the XFL news over the same weekend.
Was there XFL? Oh, that's coming up in 10
that's
days.
25th,
supposed
yeah.
to be 10 days out from the XFL announcement. This is cool. So he's in the Going In Raw Hall of Fame already.
Yeah.
So that's solid. Yeah, we did it good.
We beat WWE again.
Oh, man. You know, I hate leaks, dude. I like to know incrementally. I'm bummed out that dude leaked this.
Well, you should stop reading the dirt sheets then.
I have to. It's my job.
Well, you're going to make a tough decision then, Steve.
Demonetize.
Either you change your profession.
Demonetize.
Or you stop reading dirt sheets and just let me do it all.
I'm going to get back into comic books, man. Are we going to do that Steven Larson time travel comic book?
Okay.
I'm going to write a treatment.
All right.
Can you turn around and get back to me with rewrites in like a week?
Yeah.
From when I give it to you.
Uh-huh.
That's your deadline.
All right.
I want to get right on it, man.
Okay.
Sell a million of them.
Okay.
That'll be a lot of money. We can probably retirement on that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, let's talk about Raw tonight.
Raw preview time.
Because there is one.
Yeah.
Announced as of filming this, Asuka versus Nia Jax is happening tonight. Of course, last week, Nia Jax attacked Asuka, laid her out.
Yeah. They can't even give... Yeah, I don't know. Are they going to... This isn't going to be clean.
What, right? Asuka's win?
Yeah. He's going to be clean?
I mean, she beat Nia Jax in NXT clean.
No count. That's not canon. No count out victory?
Maybe. Depends if they want to save the blow-off such as it is for the Rumble match itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's down to Nia Jax and Asuka, and Asuka eliminates Nia
to
win the Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know, Alexa will probably get involved
here. It could be a count-out thing.
Or
a DQ.
When did they do the... When was the Alexa-Asuka thing? Not last week, but the week before?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened this past week with Asuka?
Oh, no, it was 2 weeks ago, because then the week before last, Asuka beat Alexa Bliss. And last week was when Alexa was talking to Nia, saying that Asuka was talking trash.
Oh, yeah.
And then Asuka was coming out for a match. She was on the top
turnbuckle. Oh, and then Nia Jax,
And then Nia attacked her.
All right. Well, that's a big match, but that's more of a pay-per-view big-time match right there.
For the proper blow-off? Maybe
for
Elimination Chamber then.
Yeah. Because now they need to protect both these people.
Yes.
I mean, Asuka big-time, obviously, but... I don't know. Alexa might come in and attack also. Something like that.
Reigns apparently is looking for some sort of retribution against The Miz and Miztourage for attacking him last week at the end of Raw. We didn't even talk about it in our Raw recap.
Oh, I know. Forgot about that.
We got distracted, sidetracked by something.
Well, you know.
It happens sometimes.
We've been having a good time lately. Oh, yeah. We got our office space, too.
Yeah, we got office space. That should have been the lead story.
Did you see the response on Twitter?
Yeah.
We had like over 1,000 likes on that picture of us in our new office space.
People are excited for us to have
a lot of people
space.
Thought it was going to be a Road to Spotify situation.
No, it happened this time.
We're not there now because we don't have internet there yet. Now we're on Road to Internet.
Yeah, I know. And that's the road that can go on for a while.
I know. Next up on our Raw preview, more Seth Rollins, Jason Jordan drama.
But wait, according to PW Insider, Jason Jordan might be hurt.
Oh, no. It's like the freaking Heisman curse, dude.
Yeah.
Or the cover of Madden curse.
Yeah, Madden curse. So Jason Jordan apparently missed some live events over the weekend in Texas because he's got some sort of injury, but PW Insider does not know what the nature of this injury is yet. Mm. And as of now, according to WWE.com, he's scheduled to appear on Raw, but we'll see if that happens and if he's actually wrestling. I guess at one of the house shows over the weekend, Jason Jordan was replaced in a tag match by Roman Reigns. So it was Reigns and Rollins against Theebar.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Oh, against Theebar, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to do more stuff with the club, I'd imagine. With
Boah.
Oh, we did. That should have been our lead.
Oh, yeah. WWE put Bullet Club in the video. The words Bullet Club.
Man, you guys flipping blow the crap up out of our Twitter. They mentioned Bullet Club. Surprising, yay or nay, that happened.
Somewhat.
Kind of surprised, but not hugely surprising.
No, I mean, it was just stills with text.
Yeah.
So no one said Bullet Club, although there was a picture of Finn outside the Performance Center with a Bullet Club shirt on in there.
I remember that. That's way before the Bullet Club shirt blew up big time.
Yeah.
So that is kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm not surprised they mentioned New Japan Pro Wrestling at all.
Yeah, they talk about they say the word IWGP all the time. Yeah, a lot.
Somewhat surprised about the Bullet Club thing, but... I didn't. Now, if this had happened on Raw, that would be surprising. The fact that it happened in a YouTube video.
If anybody said, here's my thing. If anybody said the words Bullet Club, that would surprise me.
Yeah.
Oh, look, like Booker T. Look at these guys. All members of Bullet Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're still members of Bullet
Club.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got the Bullet Club here on WWE Raw. Hey, Corey, when are we selling shirts? Booker, we're not supposed to be saying that.
We can't even say that.
Oh, man, too much. Anyways, I would think, I don't know, I would think that they're probably going to do a thing where they'll have, I don't know, Gallows take on Seth or something weird. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. They're going to start matching those guys off, I'd imagine. But then if Roman is jacking around with The Miz, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, if depending on Jordan's health, that at some point we get new Shield versus Miztourage versus Balor Club.
Oh yeah,
like a three-way tag match.
Yeah,
next. WWE was just saying that Bullet Club is real.
That's in that video.
That was the whole point of
all they really had to do. I watched. I texted you about this. Prince Devitt. A.K.A. Now he's Finn Balor.
Yes, I'm aware of that, yes.
Versus Kazuchika Okada.
Yeah, I need to check that stuff out.
From 2013. I mean, honestly, if you want to see, like, oh, wow, I'm a huge Finn Balor fan. If you want, like, he wrestles the exact same as he does now. Like, his character stuff is a little bit different. because they were still his. I want you to listen to his Real Rock and Roll theme song.
Okay.
It's bad, but it's also really good.
Ah.
So I don't know what to make of it.
I'll check it out when we're
done
here.
You'd probably geek out over it because it's so silly, but it's also kind of cool. And he had like LEDs on his back of his jacket.
Yeah, I do that, yeah.
Real rock.
Real. Anyways, WWE's teasing potentially more Braun Strowman destruction.
What else could they do?
He'd have to tear the set down.
Yeah, pretty much.
That seems like a hazard because there's people right there.
Can he like murder a human being, like an audience member?
Pretty sure he can't.
Like a plant, but it'd be a plant, like that Brock Lesnar guy.
I'm pretty sure he can't murder anybody.
Do you think that Brock Lesnar guy has a ton of those same shirts that he always wears?
Or just the one that he washes?
Or just the one that he washes?
I'm going to say he has three of them.
Yeah, he has probably three of them.
But then washes them regularly.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Cedric Alexander versus Enzo is going to happen tonight for the Cruiserweight title.
What? Didn't it happen last week?
Oh, wait.
That happened last week.
It did.
What the flip?
They announced that for the Rumble. I thought, pretty sure they said that was going to happen
tonight. Yeah, that's happening at the Rumble.
Then why? What did I read then?
Oh,
he says, is Cedric our next?
Cruiserweight champion. So he's going to talk or something. He'll fight like
DeVore. Sorry, yeah, it's going to be the Royal Rumble. Sorry, I misread what they put on WWE.com.
Is that going to be in the pre-show? Probably, yeah.
I hope not.
You want it to be main event?
Yeah. That's what I was hoping if it was going to be on Raw tonight, that it would be the main event of Raw. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Maybe Kurt Angle will do something. Maybe he'll be like, maybe Kurt Angle will read the preview.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you know what? We're not going to have it at the Rumble.
Well, it's because the headline here is Cedric Alexander our next Cruiserweight champion. And I was like, oh, man, it's happening tonight. But they changed course.
Yeah. No, man.
Didn't happen. All right, Steve, let's talk Mixed Match Challenge.
Well, yeah, man, it's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, episode one of what is it, like
12 weeks?
12 weeks. Wow.
Huge. First, episode one happens Tuesday. The first match is the team of Demon Boss against Shinsuke Nakamura and Natalya.
Okay.
So let's go down here. I'm operating under the assumption that every match is going to be a Raw versus SmackDown matchup.
Sure.
Because that's the whole premise of this whole thing.
Okay. Well, let's start at the end then. Because the end is going to be Alexa Bliss and Braun fighting.
I don't think it is.
They're going to win.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be the Miz and Asuka that's winning.
Why do you say that?
Just the way the bracket works out.
Do you know why Alexa Bliss and Braun are going to win?
Why?
Because their charity is Connor's Cure.
Oh, that's right.
You can kind of tell from like the charity they're fighting for.
I didn't think about that.
That's not an original thought, by the way. I got that off Twitter. Somebody mentioned that.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
They're going all the way. It's Connor. Isn't WWE owned Connor's Cure?
Yeah, something like that.
Of course it's going to be Connor's Cure.
All right, first round.
All right.
Balor Banks versus Nakamura Natalya. Who you got?
Demon Boss.
No, it's going to be Nakamura Natalya.
All right, continue.
Because in week two is Miz Asuka against Big E and Carmella. Miz and Asuka are winning that one.
All right, fair enough.
So Miz Asuka versus Nakamura Natalya.
All right.
Next, we have Strowman and Bliss against Zayn and Becky Lynch.
Strowman to Bliss are going over. I really wanted Becky Lynch and Sami Zayn to go far.
I know.
Becky Lynch might be my new favorite. She's great. She's great.
And then Goldust and Alicia Fox versus Jimmy Uso and Naomi. Jimmy Uso and Naomi are going over that one.
Yeah.
So it'll give us... Oh, finally, down here. Elias and Bayley against Rusev and Lana. And then I'm saying Elias and Bayley because...
Well, kayfabe, they should go over.
Because Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair are going to beat Apollo Crews and Nia Jax.
I think we're going to... Okay, so here's my finals. Bobby Roode and Flair versus Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Miz and Asuka against Roode and Flair, but right. I can be convinced of Strowman and Bliss against Roode and
Flair. That's going to be the Roode finals right there, yeah.
Because here's this thing. Whoever wins the matchup, well, Roode and Flair, when they beat Elias and Bayley, there's a second chance fan vote here.
Mm-hmm.
So what they can do, I thought it would be Finn and Sasha would probably win that if they lose in the first round. So they have another match here against Roode and Flair.
Right.
Roode and Flair would win anyways.
All right.
Or they could, if Strowman and Bliss lose somewhere along the way, they could go there then too.
Yeah. I don't know about all that business. I just know that Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman are going over.
Yeah, probably. It's a good pick. I didn't think about the charity aspect of things.
I mean, that's kind of the bunk thing about making this charity related. Because, I mean, no, I think it's great that anytime something's charity related. But it's all predetermined. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're going to these charities and saying, hey. Because I think every charity probably gets something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like, hey, we're going to give you X amount of money to be part of this storyline. And then, you know, Connor's cure. That's so, that would be weird, though, if Connor's cure, if that, that would be weird, right? For it to be Connor's cure?
It'd be for Braun and Alexa not to win.
Okay, here's the thing.
Since that's the case.
If Connor's cure is owned by the WWE, then it would just be WWE giving themselves money? Is Connor's cure owned by WWE?
I don't know either.
I just know that's the charity. They always talk about that and Komen, but I don't think Komen is one of the things.
Hold on, let me check.
Okay.
Because I was going to see what charity Miz and Asuka were.
Make-A-Wish. Oh, they're also big with Make-A-Wish.
Rescue Dogs Rock is the charity that Asuka and the Miz are representing.
UNICEF, Special Olympics. Oh, and Komen is one of them. Okay. Okay. Komen's Apollo Crews and Nia Jax. Maybe it'll be Apollo Crews and Nia Jax versus Braun. And, hey, that'd be a good story because of Nia Jax trying to recruit Braun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a good story. I still think it's going to be Rude and Flair, though.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Agreed. They're a great-looking couple together. Yeah. Anyways. Is that it for the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. Anyways, that's it for Going In Raw Dirt Sheet. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. And, oh, wait, Hilton, let's get some out music. Where is the music? Oh, thank you, Hilton. Appreciate it.
There's no Hilton in here. No Hilton.
There will be one day. Road to Hilton. Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks for watching. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.